play agricultural or?
Sawmill industry quite a bit.
Oh, that's right.
And agriculture.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about?
Label stores, you know.
Yes.
Turpentine, things like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, well, here we go on the questions. First, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, well, I expect to see her later on this
afternoon.
Okay. And what about the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
dawn.
All right, and what about the word that one of the words that has sun in it?
Sunlight.
Okay, would you ever say that?
Got before sunlight. Well, I've heard it, but I don't know that.
You'd say dawn, you think.
I'd probably say dawn.
What would you be more likely to hear around from other people? Sunrise or sunup?
Sunup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What?
In this area, they'd say, most of the people, I think, would say sunup.
Okay. Give me the thing that comes to your mind first. You
the
know,
thing that I would say. All right.
Right. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Evening.
And if you're talking about, say,
a lot of people call it fresh dark.
Sure. Okay, and what would, say, the farmers say if they're talking about getting the cows in before?
Before dark.
Okay.
Sundown, they might say sundown or before dark.
Right, and what do you hear around here for if there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun's coming out? We say that the weather is...
The weather is, I don't know.
You know, just
clearing up.
Okay.
You'd probably say clearing up.
Okay, what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long around here?
They call them lighted, what do they used to call those things? Lighted dockers or something like that. What? I remember. Lighted floaters.
A lighter floater.
I mean, it just came so fast that it just floated all the light
around. And if you're just talking to some of your neighbors, you say,
That really was a flood.
Okay. And what do you call that shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
And what
people would call the mantelpiece.
Also around here. Okay. And the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons. Fire logs. I don't know what you call.
Both. Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Well, kindling, splinters, lighter.
Okay. The next question is, particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut down into little slivers to start a fire with in a fireplace.
Call that lightwood. They call it lighter, really, most of it in this country.
And a place in a house in the bedroom with a rod and hangers.
Wait a minute, let's go back to that lighter. They also call that dross. Did you know about that?
No.
When we had turpentine stills in this county, naval stores and things of that sort, when they took the chips off the pine trees, you see, they were saturated with turpentine.
Right.
And so they were highly flammable, see. So you go out to the still and you buy a little box full of dross, D-R-O-S-S, dross. Sometimes they had a little pine bark and pine straw mixed up in it, but it would light a fire like nothing, almost instantly when you struck a match to it.
Very good.
And that was great. That was a great way to start a fire.
Sure.
Don't take it much anymore.
Okay, and in the place in the bedroom that's built into a house where you hang clothes is called a...
A closet.
And what about if it's movable, you know?
Wardrobe, bureau,
and
wardrobe. Chiffarobe. Is
a chiffarobe the same as a wardrobe?
Now, you can hang things in a chiffarobe, but it would be men's clothing. It would not be high enough. I know my mother used to have one. That you could hang coats in,
but you couldn't
hang a long dress in.
Mm. Okay, and what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house like this one? What do you call those?
Siding.
Okay, and what do you call the covered area at the front of a house where chairs might be placed? Ladies like to sit out.
Front porch.
And if it were without a roof?
You'd call it a patio or...
If it were out the back door, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Patio's not